Welcome to Taking Notes, the Lotus Notes and Domino podcast. Here are your hosts, Bruce Elgort and Julian Robichaud.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 38 of the Taking Notes podcast for Sunday, December 10th, 2006. I am Bruce Elgort, here with
Julian Robichaud.
I like it. And earlier today, probably around 15 minutes ago, we got off the Skype phone here with two members of the DeveloperWorks Lotus site team. And Julian, who are they?
Yes, Craig Lorden and Tara Hall of what I guess the website formerly known as Notes.net.
Yeah, that was during the call, Notes.net is just part of my part of my Notes Domino heritage, and I mean I really spent a lot of time on that site in my early days in the Notes Domino world, and one of the things that I just used to do on weekends when I was trying to install a new product, a new major upgrade of Domino or a point release, and I had a problem. It was like, somebody please answer my question, you know? So did you ever have those type of experiences? No, you're smart, Julian.
No, I've asked many questions. I've tried to answer a few questions on there too. So, and you know, it's still going strong. That is definitely a an important site, I think, as far as the Notes community, and also just getting questions answered.
Yep,
that's still the first place a lot of people go.
Yep, and that's the first place I go too. So let's take it away and listen to what Craig, Julian, Bruce, and Tara had to say.
Okay, well, here we are with Craig Lorden and Tara Hall from what most of us probably still call Notes.net. And I guess let me go in order so you guys don't feel like you need to be talking over each other. Craig, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
Good. Well, we're glad to have you here. And Tara, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Oh, good. Well, we're all good. And Bruce, I don't want to leave you out. How are you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing great. It's great to talk to you again, and especially Craig and Tara. In my eyes, they're kind of like cult heroes. So,
and tonight we're going to find out exactly why.
Exactly. Now,
and actually, let's start off with a little bit of an intro from them. Since I started with Craig before, and then I went to Tara. Let me start with Tara this time. Tara, tell us about yourself.
Okay, well, I am the web content manager for DeveloperWorks Lotus, and I've been with the team for about 4 years now. And I started out as a web content developer. So my primary responsibility when I started was to pretty much write and edit articles for the now defunct LVD Today. So, and I've continued on in that role, but right now my responsibilities have changed a little bit, and I oversee a little more of the some of the projects that go on the site.
Okay, and Craig, do you do the same thing, or do you have a totally different job?
I'm the manager, so I'm the boss of the whole thing now.
Really?
Pointy-haired boss.
Yeah. So everyone else left the team, and I was the only one around, so I got stuck with that mantle.
But it sounds like you're kind of a working manager then.
I am, yeah.
Okay.
We have a small team, and so I either have to or still enjoy being an individual contributor too, so...
Oh, okay. Well, and I know that most recently I had some dealings with Tara when I was getting the web services for Domino articles together, and Tara, you were my Lotus contact. Are you the editor or the kind of the contact or the liaison for all of the Lotus articles on DeveloperWorks?
Pretty much. I'm probably the first person that people will contact, or if they submit to us through any of the forums on the site, I'm the one who generally responds, and you won't always see my name, but I'm generally the one who's evaluating all the submissions and, you know, making the decisions about, you know, do we want this, do we not want this, is it right for our content strategy?
Okay, and actually, you know, kind of along those lines, I know that with the DeveloperWorks articles I just ended up having published, a lot of people have asked me in one way or another, gosh, how do you do that? How do you, how do you get these things on the site? And I said, well, I kind of just asked. I found out who to contact and what the process was, and submitted some outlines and. You know, what kind of thing, maybe I just got lucky, I don't know. I mean, what kind of things are you really looking for right now in terms of new content?
Right now, I'd say, like, the hot topics are web services, Ajax. We're also, you know, probably a little more internally, we're looking for content about the latest products like Lotus Expediter and Lotus Mobile Connect when that starts coming up. Hanover is going to be I should say Notes 8 now. So Notes 8, that's going to be a big one. And we have, you know, things in the works currently that will cover that around the time of the public beta. But that's all I can say about the public beta, so I'm not going to say anything else. So the follow-up question shouldn't be, and when's that?
You didn't hear us say that.
That's
no,
right.
No, of course not. So Bruce, do you want to ask about the public beta?
Yeah, so you mentioned Notes 8. No, actually, Tara mentioned Lotus Today. I used to love when new issues of that thing hit the site.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. And some of those articles I still refer back to today, you know, through the search mechanisms on the site. So,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. And that actually used to win some awards, didn't it?
Yeah, I think we did. Craig probably remembers this better than I do, but I do think we won a couple of STC awards.
Yeah, we did. I did used to be a content developer and content manager like Tara is now, and at that time we did submit issues of LDD Today, prior to that, Iris Today was another name, and we submitted it to our local chapter of the Society for Technical Communication and won a couple few awards, so it's a pretty neat thing.
Wow. Now, Craig, how far back do you go? Tara said 4 years. Are you are you an Iris guy?
I did the whole tour. So I came into Lotus as a tech writer like Tara did. She didn't mention that, but we were both tech writers at one point. Went over to the Iris subsidiary when that made a big deal that Iris was a wholly owned subsidiary. And then one day they said, yeah, we're all IBM. So been around nine years in the same building, didn't really go anywhere, but pretended we were all at different companies, I guess.
You just change the business cards and
right.
Go about your business.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Are you guys familiar with the number of visitors you have coming to the LDD site?
Oh, yeah. Every month we know.
Yes, we're actually one of the more popular spots of the IBM web empire.
Yeah.
You know, I was a groupie on NotesNet like years ago. I think when Domino wasn't even Domino, that was the place to go, you know, to get, and it still is a place to go outside, you know, like the blogosphere to join in conversations and people needing help, etc. So I used to hang out there on weekends like, someone please answer my question.
Now one of the, do you also track how many people still get to the site using notes.net?
Oh, well, I don't...
Because I still do.
I do, too.
Let's see. We're not tracking that regularly. We probably could if we really tried to. No, we're not really sure. But, yeah, I like you. In fact, I keep my homepage bookmark set to NotesNet just to make sure it's still working. We actually we maintain that redirect, and we need to make sure that it's going to keep working. So, yeah.
Yeah, please don't let it go away.
No, we really can't.
No, and I guess that kind of brings up a good point. What are some of the challenges when you're starting to redirect some of these things like, you know, the Iris Today, obviously that was all in a notes database, and that mm-hmm. has that gotten transferred over to kind of the official, wherever the DeveloperWorks articles are stored?
Where things are going?
Yeah.
Well, what we ended up doing... you know, we can do server-level redirects, but when we're talking about articles in a database that contains, I think, upwards of 700 articles and even more documents, it's just too enormous a task to think about, you know, wow, we've got to capture, you know, every URL and every variety of that URL. And what we ended up doing instead was putting in a subform into the database that would allow us to put in a meta refresh for every article and for, you know, any document that we could catch, so that we could just redirect people immediately to the, you know, the relocated article. And we made sure to take the database, we added it to our Robux text so that we could keep search engines from searching it any longer. And that way we could, you know, make sure that indexes weren't collecting that information, and we could, you know, make sure they were getting to the right article instead.
You guys started a blog recently, didn't you?
Yeah, sure did.
You guys are quite the comedians, I have to say. Not the typical blog that I would expect, but it's, you know, you talk about deer walking through Walmart and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. No, but that no, it's a great blog. It's on my daily list of reading. And was it easy to get permission to start blogging?
Yeah, we didn't ask for permission, actually.
There you go. That's the answer I was looking for.
The IBM blogging policy is actually much more liberal than I think anyone would have guessed when they put it together. So they really kind of encourage people to blog either on an IBM site or off on your own personal site.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the main thing that we were interested in was, geez, they bought Steve Castledine's design and added to the product. So at that point, it was like, it's kind of a no-brainer. We pretty much have to do something Domino-based now that it's part of the official product.
Mm-hmm. I like your tagline here, too. The most likely way for the world to be destroyed is by blogging. That's where we come in. We're bloggers. I like it.
Well, and that keeps changing, doesn't it? I think that's changed like 3 times. You had something about shaken, stir, dizzy, and some kind of James Bond reference. I think was there another one, too?
There's been a couple more, actually. We've been trying to rotate them on a somewhat regular basis. So I think Craig actually came up with the latest one.
All right. So you guys manage the discussion forums, right? All of the discussion forums for Same Time, Quick Plays, Notes, Domino, you know, the betas, all that kind of stuff, right?
That's correct.
Is it trouble-free, or does it require a lot of, you know, I help support the OpenNTF site. I know that can be a real pain in the neck sometimes, like people forgetting their usernames or passwords, and they just suspect that you'll just, you know, hand out a password or username or whatever to anyone. I mean, what kind of things hit the inbox with the DevelopWorks team?
Craig, do you want to take that one?
Sure. You know, it's actually not too different from what you just described. In general, the forums are pretty trouble-free. We don't really keep we don't really need to keep too close an eye on it, especially in the more popular ones like the Notes Domino one and the Same Time one.
Mm-hmm.
The community really tends to keep an eye on itself, and we really only need to step in when something really egregious happens. And even then, sometimes it's a judgment call whether what one person thinks is really a terrible thing that's happened is really, really all that bad. So then most of the stuff that we hear about is, you know, making sure that people have the right username and password and things of that nature. So it's really the most, it's by far and away the most popular part of the stuff that we run, but it also doesn't require all that much attention, which is a nice thing.
Well, and one of the thing with the discussion forums, I know I've noticed that when newer versions of Domino are coming out, a lot of times if you decide that you're going to kind of do view sources or watch the headers of the pages, then you'll see that notes.net tends to run, you know, just really the latest greatest versions of Domino. Do you tend to end up being guinea pigs for some of the new releases sometimes?
We have in the past. We were definitely actually part of the development cycle that, you know, we would get early releases of the software and run it and, you know, make sure that it could run smoothly in a real-world production environment. Now we don't often put on, quite as often, betas, but we definitely try to keep up with every gold release when it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Julian, I had like a little flashback because I remember way back in the day, you know, looking for that next, you know, milestone beta to hit the site and, you know, right-click view source. You're taking me back, man.
Yeah. I think lots of us have done that.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of fun. And you know, I guess you're right. That is pretty, pretty good real-world stress testing. Well, now, has there been any talk about just completely revamping the forum designs at any point in time?
It is something that any application that we have on the site, it's something, is anything we've always wanted to do as much as we can. And, you know, the internal realities is that we're actually in a larger web team now with some other really exciting and interesting projects going on, so it's not always as easy to get all of the resources we need. I think that's pretty common about any organization. So certainly would love to do revamps. We know there's lots of nifty templates on OpenMTF. In fact, we've been experimenting off to the side with the wiki template that we'd like to put on the site in some capacity at some point. So yeah, a forum revamp. We used to do, you know, big time forum revamps 3 or 4 years ago, and boy, was it a lot of work. So it's always something that we would love to get back to, and you know, look at it from end to end and make sure it's doing everything that everybody wants it to do. And actually, and I was doing some prep work for this podcast, I was noticing little Grease Monkey scripts that were out there.
Oh yeah,
that I've been writing.
LDD monkey.
LDD yeah, monkey.
Yeah, I wrote
really
that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that was me. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's you know, to be honest, that's something where I've gotten so used to using that when I'm reading the forums, I honestly cannot read the forum without that anymore. So
yep, I can
you
see
can
why.
Have it.
That looks really, really interesting. So we might want to take a look at that.
Hey, it's all yours.
couple things I want to talk about. One, we'll save for a little later, is how to submit an article, because I don't think we actually talked about how to do that. The other is you guys are going to have a pedestal at Lotusphere and be at Lotusphere. Can you tell us something about it?
Yeah, this is kind of exciting. We are going to be running the pedestal, the DevelopWorks pedestal, and the product showcase. And I think our showcase number is 825. Is that right, Craig?
That's right.
That's the IBM section.
That's right.
Yep, we'll be in the IBM section. So people should stop by. You know, if we're lucky, we might have good tchotchkes for them. And we're going to be running, Craig will be facilitating a BOF on Tuesday at 5:45. So it'll be a come ask us just about anything.
Okay. No. Okay. So the BOF on Tuesday at 5:45. Was it Yacht and Beach Club?
Yacht and Beach Club, Grand Harbor Salon 8.
Okay.
We're
excellent.
Trying to find that room for the Birds of a Feather.
It's actually easy to find.
Well, okay. They're all in the same place, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So all that right. Way we can go between the DevelopWorks BOF and the OpenNTF BOF, right?
Exactly. Maybe we'll just open the doors between the two.
Oh, that would be great if they were next to each other. Well, you know, we'll have the same people, right?
So the Notes 8 beta. No, I'm only kidding. Are you guys excited about that? I mean, you're obviously possibly using it internally, and you see, mm-hmm. you know, we have Mary Beth Raven, Ed Brill, Alan Leposky, Steve Castledon, all these people starting to blog about it. I guess we'll start to see some stuff on maybe your blog or maybe the site talking about Notes 8. So I won't ask when.
Well, certainly there's going to be a Notes 8 beta forum coming up soon, right? That would have to go hand in hand, I would guess.
It probably exists already for certain lucky people.
Several exist, actually.
Yeah.
because there's a managed beta program going right now, and there are several managed beta databases out on our site that I'm not going to give any URLs, and I'm going to warn people that they won't be able to get in, so they probably shouldn't even try to guess. and don't email us asking, you know, how can I get into this? Where can I download this? We actually don't know yet where to download anything. But the managed beta participants are, you know, able to access the forum currently. They were basically handpicked customers, and they were able to get in. They're testing the software now. And, you know, we will see a public beta forum on our site, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how about Expediter? Where does that fall? Since that's, you know, obviously you don't handle necessarily the entire Lotus family for the the forums, because there is WebSphere things that are going on kind of off of the Notes.net site. Will Expediter fall into the Notes.net side, or is that
more of
a WebSphere? Okay.
It does now. With the new version with the switch to the Lotus brand, we've launched a Domino-based forum for that product. Anything Lotus branded, we definitely want to try to keep on whatever the Lotus infrastructure is, and it's still on Domino right now, so it's on the list.
Oh, good. Yeah, I can't wait to start expediting.
Expedite today.
Hopefully we'll be able to get Kevin Kavanaugh at Lotusphere again this year, and we'll sit him down and we'll go through some discussion. So, all right, submitting articles. Let's come back to that. We can talk to you guys forever, because NotesNet was so much part of my life in my early Notes days. You know, I feel like I'm hallucinating.
Feel like you're in college
back
again?
In time here. Yeah. So, Tara, what about getting, you know, we have a lot of listeners, and they surely blog a lot of stuff, and they read a lot of blogs. Mm-hmm. You know, why not get them in on NotesNet like Julian did? So how do we do it?
How do you do it? Well, my recommendation is there is a form on the DevelopWorks site called Submit Content. Click that form, click the link, enter your information to the form, and what I strongly recommend to people is always pitch to us either an abstract or a detailed outline of what it is that you want to write about. And I say this because if you submit a full draft to us, we may already know of something that's in progress currently, and, you know, it may be just a duplication of effort. So we want to spare the authors from having to go through, you know, writing a complete article and hoping it'll get submitted and then having it turned down. So we always recommend, you know, please pitch your idea to us first, because you don't know what else might be in the queue. Even if you don't see it on the site, doesn't mean it's not in progress. So we'll get back to people typically within probably about a month. It takes us about that long, because I usually have to wait for things to get sent to me for review and evaluation, and then I usually take a couple of weeks before I can turn things around and get in touch with an author. And then at that point, the process generally is that if you're an external author, that we need to enroll you with a third-party company that we use to make payments. So people are compensated for the work that they do for us. Every piece is evaluated differently. We don't pay a flat fee. We don't pay a per-word fee either. So, you know, we certainly welcome people submitting ideas to us. We're always looking forward to seeing, you know, particularly what the audience is interested in. I mean, what I typically do is when I get an article, I'm not so sure, if the topic is valid. I'll go to the forum and I'll just type in, you know, a keyword and see, like, how many people are actually talking about this topic. And that kind of helps me evaluate, you know, is it something that the community is really in need of? So, you know, go to the DevelopWorks site, click Submit Content. It's up there on the very front page. It's also on our front page. If you just scroll to the bottom of the page, you'll see the link.
Excellent. Wow. Now, Tara, have you ever written an article for DevelopWorks?
Written for it?
Yeah.
DevelopWorks? Oh, yeah. I actually have probably a couple dozen articles, I think. I used to, when I started on the site as a content developer, I wrote on a pretty regular basis, but I was also interviewing. So a lot of the interviews that you've seen probably since, I don't know, 2002 till about the time that we retired LDD Today, almost all of those interviews were mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're kind of famous, and we didn't even know it.
Maybe, I don't know.
She's all over that site.
Yeah, that's true.
you spoke of searching before. Do you guys keep tabs on what people search for by any chance on the forums?
Actually, we don't. We never really built any search query string metric thingy mobobber for the forums. But that's certainly a good idea. It's a question we've had from time and again. Mm-hmm. We spend a lot of time capturing and analyzing self-help support search queries, which
right.
is another thing that we dabble in. But no, we don't really have that hooked up to the forums right now.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys also manage the what is it called, the support knowledge base and stuff like that, or?
I do on my team. We work on the support side as well. That there is another team inside that's called the knowledge management team, and they help all of the support personnel edit and publish their support documents. So mm-hmm. yeah, it's a whole other area of stuff that my team's involved in.
Well, and I have noticed that the knowledge base or support site or whatever the RSS feeds for Lotus have been including DeveloperWorks articles too.
That's right.
Which that's kind of interesting that there's the combination of the information in both of those.
Mm-hmm. And that big kudos to you guys for adding the RSS capabilities to all that stuff. It's wonderful.
Oh, good. Glad you like it.
Yeah. Now, what are some things that people tend to say, oh, gosh, I really wish you could do this, or I really wish you could do that, that either are coming or that you're just never going to do?
Just get it out there now.
Right. So they can stop asking, right?
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I'm not really certain because so much of our feedback is really about the registration system. I think if there's one thing we do sometimes here is that people do have two registrations. You know, there's the registration that they have, that, you know, it's either their legacy NotesNet, LDD registration, DeveloperWorks, Lotus registration, and an IBM web registration. And we do occasionally get requests for when are you going to merge the two. And that's something that we know in terms of usability would be a great thing for us, but It's such a long-term and such a hefty, big project, and there's so many variables to consider, such as, you know, how are we going to make sure that your identity here is going to work with that identity there, and it's just an enormous task, and it's something that, you know, every year when we project plan, we think about, we talk about, and we just don't know if we're going to have the resources to do it, and the funding as well, so, you know, that's something that if people are listening to this, that, you know, the answer is, I don't know.
Right. Don't know when we're gonna do that. There are people listening to this, I can guarantee you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Right.
Any other... Go ahead, Craig, I'm sorry.
That's okay. The other factor related to the registration system is by continuing to test Pure Domino, sometimes we find things that are important to know, like mm-hmm. a bug. So that's the other thing that we run into when we think about switching to the IBM.com system. Mm-hmm.
So it's not just us.
Well, now, does your team actively submit bugs to the Domino team?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Really?
Yep.
And in some cases, we can actually, you know, help to influence making sure that certain enhancements get into, you know, later releases.
Yeah, I would certainly think you'd have some kind of priority.
I hope so.
So maybe now when I find a bug, I can just email it to you.
Tara.
And you can pass it on, right?
We'll hear that, everyone. Link.
We'll put Tara's email on the site.
Yeah. Could you submit this and maybe push it for us? I don't have an LSM. Could you help me with this?
Exactly. Right. Did we cover a lot?
I think we did, yeah.
Craig,
I think we covered almost everything.
Craig, do you want to add anything? This was pretty much freewheeling, like you guys asked for.
Mm-hmm.
So. Sure, yeah, that's the best. I guess one thing that I was thinking about going into this was it seems like I keep seeing a lot of these, hey, it's the 5th anniversary of this website or the 10th anniversary of that website, and NotesNet's going to be technically celebrating its 10th anniversary, I think, in January. We're pretty sure it launched in January 1997, so it's been around 10 years. That's kind of a neat thing. So I thought I'd add that into the podcast.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, you should have cake at your pedestal.
Yes.
Like.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or we can bring you cake.
That would be
even better.
Yeah. In fact, OpenNTF will be 5 years old in 2 weeks. Julian and I had our one-year podcast birthday, whatever, anniversary, about a month ago. So, yeah. It's all good.
Good. Well, congratulations, Ben.
Well, thank you. Anything else, Julian, for Craig and Tara?
No, I think that's good. I think we just hit maybe about half an hour on the interview, and I think it's probably a good time to wrap up.
All right. Again, you can see Craig and Tara at Lotusphere 2007. You could email them with all your bugs, like we said earlier. No, no, don't do that. But again, if you're interested in writing for LDD, I keep wanting to say NotesNet. Actually, is it LDD or is it DeveloperWorks?
It's DeveloperWorks Lotus.
All right, DeveloperWorks Lotus. So yeah. Just want to thank both of you again for taking time on a Sunday to talk to Julian and myself.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.